So I really didn't want you to press record for this.
Oh, okay. Sure to hit it.
Okay. So anywho, so last night I was having sex, right?
He said, I want you to hit record for this. Just to say.
Okay, so last night I was having sex, right? And she was like, my butt. And I was like, oh, word? And she was like, no. And so, like, right when I had it on the rim of her ass, she was like, no, fool, wrong hole. I'm talking about my butt is cramping. And I was like, well, damn. Well, when I tell you my dick didn't never shrivel up so damn fast after she said that.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Y'all already fucking, she gonna say, my butt, and you thought, oh, she want me to put it in there.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, you can't just be going in the ass off rip, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, some folks be needing to warm up.
So as a Jamaican man, you ain't eating coochie, but you quick to put it in somebody's ass? That ain't real Batiman material?
First of all, who said I'm not eating coochie?
Your ancestors.
No, they not eating coochie, but you call them whatever you want.
Coochie?
Huh?
Jamaicans don't eat coochie?
A lot of them don't. A lot of them
eat it. Yeah, seen as submissive.
Okay.
Tati just realized why none of her Jamaican relationships just worked out.
I don't know a single Jamaican but Chris.
You need to explore more. But anywho, so I got some things. This is that the Valentine's Day edition of our podcast. So it's some things that I need to get off my chest real quick.
Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. It's your boy Dre.
It's your boy, you call me whatever you want. First of all, okay. It's your boy, you call me whatever you want. I see there have been a couple people that have mislabeled me. It's not whatever you call me, whatever you want. It's you call me whatever you want, okay? All one word, please say it all as one word. No spaces in between.
The funny thing is, sometimes I'll just address you as whatever you want because I take the you call me as like, Mr. This is me giving you the order. You call me whatever you want. So sometimes I'll just be like, hey, whatever you want. And they'll be like, who's whatever you want? I'm like, you call me whatever you want. They're like, oh, no, it's crazy.
No, nigga. It's you call me whatever. You can call me whatever you want. It's not call me whatever you want. You say it all. Like, you say it all together. Okay? You got to say the you part, too. All
right. Get back to your gay sex.
My what?
That's crazy.
If you're fucking a bitch in the ass, it's not gay. Okay?
Okay, Freddie Gibbs.
That okay. Now that nigga gay because he was spreading his ass. Okay,
spreading it on the camera, like sending it to somebody.
Yeah, that's gay. That's homosexual activity.
That's homosexual activity.
Yeah.
Damn.
Let me
continue.
Let me text Destiny and see if you send the news like that. Is you spreading your eagle wide open? Is you busting it down? You need to be ashamed of yourself. This might be the last episode of the podcast.
I know you ain't talking. You've been eating ass since 2014, but this got to be the end of the podcast?
Once again, if you're eating a bitch ass, it's not gay. Okay? Now,
I swear, if me and you doing the same thing, but all of a sudden you doing it with a woman, that makes you the not gay one?
Yes, because that's heterosexual sex. You fucking niggas is homosexual sex. And there is no such thing as bi men. So what
is that? See, this called? Issue with Republicans. Y'all don't believe that everything's on a spectrum. Sexuality is a spectrum. Autism's a spectrum.
However that works.
These food prices on the spectrum.
So you know when niggas when people be like sexuality is on a spectrum, that's cold for they've been experimenting.
Yeah, they've been doing some gay shit. Yeah.
But anywho, so before we get into this, I want to give y'all my list of questions that you need to ask a bitch before you take her seriously. Have you ever ate ass before? Have you been to jail before? Have you been out of the country with a nigga before? Do you have kids? Is your baby daddy dead or in prison? Do you have any kind of white bodies? And at any point in your life, were you selling content? If the answer to any of those questions is yes, you cannot take that bitch seriously.
My baby got a kid.
Dang. Where her baby daddy at? In jail?
Hell nah, that nigga free. Might as well be in jail. The nigga only get one free call a month.
That's crazy.
Now what kind of government plan is this?
Hate a deadbeat.
It's called being black, nigga. I done said the nigga couldn't make more than one call. I said he only makes one call.
But yeah, if the answer to any of those questions is yes, she's not to be taken seriously. Tossin, how many of those questions are you saying yes to?
I've been to jail.
She says as she strips in front of us.
It's a jacket, y'all. I don't have kids, though.
Have you ever been pregnant before?
Yeah, but that don't count. Did I have the kid is the question.
Okay, so that's correct. That is correct. As long as you didn't have a kid, that is correct.
I don't do white men.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about that. Same for you guys, because once you do a white woman...
Don't.
Ain't no love here. Damn, that's bro. Crazy. How that's one of your rules and then you opposed to it.
Because when I fuck white women, I do it for reparations. Okay?
What they say on Don't Be a Menace. He was like, I just trying to do what the white man been doing to us for years. What's that?
Fuck him.
My milk of magnesia.
That was his pickup line in school.
That's crazy.
He used to walk up on girls and be like, hey, baby, I ain't eating cereal when I say I need that milk.
Okay.
And I was just like, bro, this is wild behavior.
That don't even sound like something I would say.
Bullshit.
See, you know, you all, see, this is how niggas know when you be lying, because you always got to add that one detail that they be like, nah, he ain't say that.
And what part was that?
That pickup line.
Oh, you talking to women? Yeah, that was a little bit too far.
Listen, I'm not denying that I have never had relations with a white woman, but what I'm saying is I don't do it now.
Is she your favorite?
The bitch was an eater. Actually, two of them was eaters.
How many white women have you been That's with?
He went to Columbus High.
I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, yeah, she's not from here, so she
don't know. Yeah. They make you pay to get into school.
Oh.
You just got to take a test. That's it.
And I said, fuck that test. Real shit. Once they told me I had to take a test.
You could have passed it, though.
Yeah. Like, honestly, truly.
No. I could have very easily passed it.
So what high school did you go to?
I went to Shaw before I got kicked out.
Oh.
And then I went to Harris County before I got kicked out. But then they put me back in.
They put you back in Harris County?
Hmm?
They put you in Harris County?
No, I got kicked out of Shaw.
Uh-huh.
So I had to go to Harris County.
Oh.
And then I got kicked out of Harris County. But I was so close to graduating, they just put me back in because it wasn't worth the paperwork. And because the teacher fucked up.
Now, is that a black people county or a white people
Hell
county?
Hell no, they make his own horses.
So why are you...
No, so it's like the racist whites and then the country and racist whites.
Right.
That's what he was at. He was with the country and racist whites.
And then if he was at Northside, that was the drug addict whites.
Damn.
Columbus is a lot whiter than you think. We only got like three black schools. Oh. Carver, Kendrick, and Hardaway. And Jordan, but nobody knows what Jordan was.
Because who the fuck says Jordan?
That's how they pronounce it.
I still think it's pronounced Jordan. It's just the owner had
Somebody
a fucking accent.
Somebody had an accent, yeah. And I'm sure that was from like fucking Ireland or something. Because what the fuck?
Y'all have lesbian schools where you from?
A school strictly for lesbians?
No, where everybody just assumed everybody there was lesbian.
No, when I was in high school, people were scared to be lesbians.
Hmm.
I don't understand how Spencer got the name the lesbian school.
That's crazy.
Well, just about everybody I met that went there was dyking.
But I don't think that's a cool, like...
That's the school the lesbians go to.
But how is it just like, I'm gay, I'm going to try and get into that gay school? Like,
maybe somebody is at the school turning people out.
It was just one super dyke.
Yeah.
Out here transforming all her little dykins.
And they transforming people too. So it's like one big dyke clan.
Is dyke a bad word?
Yes. Yeah,
I mean.
We can get
canceled. So are you asking me as a nigga who
dyke
cares?
Dyke is or a slur.
It is.
But I think. Because there is a big difference between a stud and a dyke.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because people try to call it a slur, but I also have people calling it a classification. That's why I'd be like genuinely confused.
Okay, so I just learned the word stud only refers to blacks. Black lesbians.
There we go. Because you're saying blacks. So...
I'm sorry. I just thought y'all would know we were talking about lesbians.
I mean, first of all, this is a pro-black podcast. We only talk about black people on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
So studs apparently is only for black lesbians.
Well, I mean, honestly, truly, I don't know too many white lesbians that, you know, I mean, would fit that mold.
I know some white lesbians that dress like guys, but I ran across this like Indian girl on there on TikTok.
I thought she was on them apps.
She is on the apps.
I'm not on the apps. But she was on TikTok. She's like, they were like, "Are you a stud or what?" And she's like, "Well, first of all, I can't be a stud because I'm not black." Even though she like the Indian from like India, not the Native American Indian. So she's not far.
I mean,
yeah. She was like only black people could be stud. I've seen that TikTok. Dykes are like, to me, a dyke is like a, you surpass stud. It's like a super stud. Like, what's like a Lena super Waithe? Saiyan stud? Dog. Like, literally at the top. Lena Waithe ain't even one because you can still tell she's a girl. I feel like once they start looking like, once they start looking like men, like just like them, that's a dyke.
What's that girl name? Roll him up, K.
That's my girl. K? She is a stud.
She's a stud. Okay, so she's not. Okay.
Yo, girl.
Yeah, she from Alabama.
Let's elaborate.
I don't know her, but she from Alabama.
Oh, I thought she was from Atlanta.
No, she from Birmingham. Mm.
That ain't your shorty?
No.
That ain't your boo thing?
No.
She ain't rolled you up?
Never met her.
How do you feel about scissoring?
It looks boring.
Speaking of scissoring, I watch
a lot of lesbian porn, and it looks boring. Don't judge me.
One of these days, I'm going to come save you. Not now, but I'm going to come save you.
Huh. Your girl watch this?
No, sure. No.
I got to meet her one day.
No, you don't. I like to keep my professional life and my personal life separate.
A nigga that do business with his homeboy.
A nigga who took me off the paperwork.
Let me meet your girl. I'll put you back on the paperwork.
Nope. I don't need that. Man.
Right before I start making enough money to pay taxes. But back to scissoring. So we had the Super Bowl party at Devon house, right? And his little cousin-in-law brought her little friend over. So none of us knew who this little friend was because I think she was talking to Nia. And he was like, "Oh, did you invite your friend?"
When you say friend.
Yeah. Okay. So the friend pull up and it's a cute little stud. Like one of those, like, I'm a stud, but I'm also very tiny, so you're just adorable. Like, there's no fear of masculinity in her. But she come in looking like a combination of Young Bow Wow and Rolling Up K.
Not Lil Bow Wow.
Damn, what kind of combination is that?
That's that. She was just smaller.
So she had a pretty face and pretty eyes, but she had dreads?
Yeah.
Okay.
Braided up and everything.
Height. What was the height?
Bow Wow.
5'5"? Or shorter?
Like 5'5". I don't know. We were sitting down most of the time.
Okay.
Might, she might have been shorter.
Was her legs swinging?
On Devon chairs, yeah.
Oh.
Shit. On Devon chairs, my legs were swinging.
Well, but, I mean, you only 5'7".
People that don't know me probably gonna be like, "Damn, that nigga short like that?"
Okay.
Fuck out of here. That's the funny thing about people that do content and they're mostly sitting down. Niggas can say whatever their height is and you just have to believe them until they stand next to somebody else that you know whose height they
is. You know what's crazy? That, so remember when we did that interview with Cooley and the nigga was like, they're real tall, nigga. And I was like, nigga, I'm only 6'1". But anyway, keep going.
Yeah. So we had started playing headbands or whatever. So, you know, it's like you wear the crown thing, you put the card in there.
Oh, okay.
And then they got to, like, try and guess what's on their card. Mm-hmm. So she had scissors on there. So, now remember, this everybody first time meeting this stud except the cousin-in-law that was actually talking to her. So everybody's like, she's like, you know, am I an object? Like, she's asking basic questions. So when she had first put it on, before we even said she had put it on, I looked up and all I could say, I said, "Damn. All the jokes I'm suppressing right now." And when I said that, you know, I'm thinking this is just one of those like, "Oh shit, I shouldn't have said that out loud." No, when I say everybody started laughing, I said, "Oh, okay, so everybody had the same thought I had." Because y'all laughed too quick. There was no, think like, about
they,
there
they
was
had
no
to process it.
No, nobody went, "Oh," everybody immediately started laughing. So she talking, she trying to figure it out. And then I went, "Think more of your personal life." So everybody's crazy. Like, "Dre, shut the fuck up." And I'm like, "Bro, it's I can't help it." So she's still going. And then she said something. She's like, "He said personal life. And everybody was like, I mean, think about it. You're a girl. So at this point, everybody stopped trying to like help her with the actual object. They're now just trying to get her to figure out the pun. So she said, okay, what? Is it a tampon? Pads? And I said, well, I mean, if you need those, you can't do this. And then one person said, yeah, think of it that way. It's something that is an object, but also an act. And everybody's just trying to get her to say scissor. And then she's like, bro, I'm just tired of trying to guess. Like, I just want to know what it is. So when she eventually like took that bitch off and looked at it, she said, all right, nigga, you funny. You cool. You cool, people. She said, this nigga said, if I'm lucky, I can do it tonight. This nigga funny, yo. And I'm just like, dog, I really got to like chill out because I can't just be doing that when I first meet people.
Why not?
I mean, like I said, man, my jokes is to make people laugh. If I offend you, let me know and I'll stop making a joke.
Niggas will get offended over anything.
But
so.
The damn near the first words out of my mouth to her is a gay joke. Like, I got to chill.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, it's a Super Bowl party and I'm sitting there with all the women. I was not with them. I wasn't with Quint, Devon, none of them niggas the whole time. I was with the girls. We was cracking jokes and playing board games. I don't care about that Super Bowl.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know.
We showed up for the Usher concert.
I hate to say this, but that was not all that good. Outside of him doing the choreography skating, that was not
that's,
good.
That's because he tried to jam-pack everything into them little couple minutes.
15.
But, like, he was speeding through them. I don't know. It just wasn't good to me.
My thing was, when I looked at it, I could immediately tell what it was. It said, oh, this is just his Vegas act on this stage. He's trying to condense all his Vegas show into these 15, 17 minutes where he's at. And it's like, that's chaotic because, you know, he's swapping through these songs at like, what, 30 seconds a song? It's all just like, I mean, this is why he ain't practiced. He ain't set nothing up for the Super Bowl. It was just kind of like, hey, guys, we're going to condense everything we got. That's why he had all them guests. Because while you staring at fucking Will I Am, Jermaine Dupri, Kanye West, Will I Am, while you staring at that nigga, he's running to the back to change. Alicia Keys came on, he ran and changed outfits. Them niggas popped up, he ran and changed outfits. Her popped up, he ran and changed outfits. Like, he was using them as a distraction to give himself a couple seconds to...
Yeah, you know, I definitely understood all of that. But I will say it did make me want to go see him when he comes to Atlanta.
I was gonna get tickets to that, but then it sold out, and then I was just like, "Damn, that was cool."
Ticketmaster can kiss my ass.
But then I'm saying he started adding all them shows, and I was like, "Well, hell, if he's got to add all these shows at this point, why am I still gonna fight for those tickets?"
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm gonna get them last minute. But yeah. My girlfriend said she wanted to go to all five of them bitches. I was like, "Who the fuck gonna do, bro?" A ticket to go see Usher is a band. Who the fuck can spend?
She's trying to get fucked.
Oh, yeah, I already know. I'm liable to leave her ass up there too.
Yeah, I've seen that episode of Boondocks.
Oh, you heard the story behind that?
Mm-mm.
Apparently, it actually happened.
Yeah.
The waiter that said wouldn't let that happen to me though was a producer of the show, and that's literally the nigga who it happened to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was his story. He lost his wife to Usher.
I wonder if she caught her fees.
That's what they say.
Allegedly.
No, what I love about Usher? They said that nigga had herpes. That nigga came over with Usher Bucks and tossed them out a stripper. And niggas have been laughing at Usher Bucks this long that they...
He had him at the Super Bowl.
But that's what I'm saying. But the fact that he just swiftly ducked that herpes allegation. Everybody still got it in their head, but just nobody brings it up.
Everybody still just love him, so I don't think they care.
Because at this point, nobody wants to fuck
him. The lady that sued him, she didn't catch him, but she sued him for the fact that he had it and didn't tell her. Ain't that crazy?
I mean, I'd sue for
that,
too.
It ain't crazy, but it's crazy.
Y'all ever been burned before?
Hell no. Oh, you know what? Actually, let me add that to my list. Bitches who got STDs cannot take them seriously.
Got them or had them?
Both.
That's crazy. You can get STDs from anybody.
You sure can.
Yeah.
But that means you just too loose with that pussy.
That is not what that means.
You have bad discernment.
What if her...
Pick up that penicillin, bitch.
What if her nigga was just too loose with his thing and gave it to her?
And you stayed. You trifling bitch.
You don't know if she stayed?
Obviously she did. If she got back from
what if she didn't know and then one day she goes to get some birth control or something. They be like, man, you got so-and-so and so-and-so. And that's how she found out.
hey, you need to find your own ride home.
That's
I'm
crazy.
Sorry.
Hey, since working in a clinic, have you ever seen anybody's charts and just went, ew.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, oh my God, bro. It was so crazy. Okay, so it was this one lady. She was fine as hell. And like,
the worst.
And like normally, you're not supposed to date your patients or whatever. But I was like, well shit, we gonna discharge her ass anyway. So as soon as we handle the discharge papers,
she ain't a patient no more.
Yeah, I'm gonna just go ahead and like shoot my shot. So but then before I pulled it back, I did a chart review.
That nigga saw them discharge paper and saw the discharge on the paper.
That's crazy.
Hey, you know me. I'm a real lover boy. It's Mr. You call me whatever you want, Mr. I take a shot of her discharge because I love my bitch so much. You know. But anywho, but I was
this
reading.
This nigga gross.
But I was reading that chart and I was like, oh, ooh, yeah, I can't do nothing with this, and I just went on about business.
Dog, I know an army medic like that. He said that he was like, I was from HIPAA. You're not allowed to say nothing. He said, but it'd be a couple niggas that go in to get them shots and shit. And he was like, he was just in training. So it wasn't like he could administer tests or anything. He just had to like file the paperwork and move the paperwork around in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So niggas didn't know that he saw their paperwork. So now he hanging with these niggas, chilling with these niggas, listening to these niggas talk about folks and talk to folks and do all this shit. And he's sitting there, he's like, he said, the fucked up part is, I can't warn the girls. I can't warn the guys. He said, because at that point, I'm breaking violation by even letting them know that I know about their paperwork. Mm-hmm. He said, so I just got to kind of sit there and hope that these niggas don't fuck everybody. He said, but at that point, he said, if he finds out that you fucked with her and he knew one of y'all had something, he said, at that point, he can't fuck with her or anybody she fucked with after that. Because he's like, I don't.
Damn.
So he said, at that point, he said, nope, he ain't fucking with nobody in his unit.
Well, he got a good job.
I mean, is that?
I mean, it helps him.
That's a constant level of paranoia I don't want.
It helps him.
Because think about how many people ain't getting tested.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, like, if this guy, if he knows this guy got something, he knows he been fucking with this chick.
But
and then
tested.
This chick break up with him, or they break up or whatever, and she start messing with other guys, this nigga still back there with all the paperwork. He's not seeing her name come through. Mm. So it's like, I know that nigga had it. And this nigga be talking about fucking raw. So you not getting tested.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, nope. And I get it. I live in that level of paranoia.
You remember like a couple months ago, like people were trying to make this nigga seem like a bad guy because he said he wouldn't date anybody that had any STDs. And they were like, you don't know how easy it is to get STDs. And I was like, yeah, that is correct. But like, Bless you. But
oh, thank you.
But what's wrong with him saying I don't want nobody?
That's the thing. I think people take personal offense to people's preferences, no matter how reasonable it is, if it offends them. Because if somebody says I don't want to date somebody with kids, they're like, well, you could be meeting the love of your life with kids and blah blah. It's like, that's very true. That is an option. That is a chance that could happen. But if I don't want kids, or if I don't want to deal with kids right now, that'll never be the love of my life because I'm not about to treat her like somebody I would that don't have kids.
You know, like, my thing about preferences is like, you know, 9 times out of 10, that motherfucker don't want to date you no way. So, like, the motherfuckers who be getting mad, that motherfucker don't want to date you no way.
It'd be weird dogs hollering. It's like, bro, how are you hit? This ain't got nothing to do with you. Or if somebody says, oh, I don't like short girls, or I don't like fat girls, or I don't like girls that get bobs, I don't like girls in wedges, I don't like, you know, girls with kids, I don't like girls that's ever had STDs, I don't like girls with ain't shit parents. Niggas can say whatever girl they don't like, and if somebody falls under any of those criteria, don't want your ugly bitch ass anyway. That's why your dick little. It's like, all right, cool, you can think that, nigga, I already said I don't want you. So when people say they prefer, then people start insulting them. It's like, if you're one of the people he already said he didn't want, why are you insulting him? And why is it that preferences only work for women? The moment a man opens his mouth, that nigga getting roasted. This like, God damn. That's why I don't talk about shit. I talk about shows. I tweet about shows and food.
Listen,
because I never accidentally end up being talked about.
Listen, I'm trying to get my timeline to a certain, like, anytime I click on it, it's a certain topic going on. Okay, not none of this bullshit that's going on right now.
What topic is that?
like I'm trying to get exclusively into film Twitter, but I can't keep doing it because somebody will tweet something and I'll mention some type of phrase and then I go back to my For You page and boom, this is all they talking about.
Well, you know now. Your phone be listening to you.
Exactly.
No, the issue with you is you follow a lot of sports shit.
And
when people talk about sports, they put wild fucking phrases like damn, the Broncos getting their butt spit in right now. So now all them fucking key phrases constantly coming up in your sports shit is fucking up your For You page.
It don't even be that. It be like, let me see.
Freddie Gibbs.
That was on my For You page. The Boss Man D-Lo shit was on my For You page.
I don't know who Boss Man D-Lo is.
That 50th floor.
Oh, it's right here. Hibachi, you want to see it?
No.
What's she talking about?
No, say no.
He got exposed.
She talking about that Boss Man D-Lo nigga. But
he got exposed by Rick Ross baby mama. He lied and said she was trying to fuck with him and had been in her DMs.
And he also said that he was going to rob her son.
Is this the nigga that was butt naked with the Valentine's Day chocolate over there?
No, that's Yellow Beezy.
Damn, Yellow Beezy been butt naked?
He purposely put it up. His was like a Happy Valentine's Day post with a box of chocolates right here.
I've seen his thing before, but Boss Man D-Lo.
Why is everybody dick out here?
I don't know.
They don't care no more. Or they just be getting exposed. Because whoever Boss Man D-Lo was with, she sent that to Tia. And Tia got on Instagram Live, which is Rick Ross baby mama, and showed all of Instagram Live.
Is that the one
live.
With the braids that was smoking and everybody kept saying was ugly?
No.
Tia Kemp?
Yeah, it's Tia Kemp, but I don't know if she had braids. She the one with them big ass chicklets.
Big ass teeth.
I don't know she about that. It was a video she had some fucking shades on, and I think she was like smoking a cigarette or something. But she had like braid, like it was straight back.
I ain't seen that.
She just looked crazy.
You know, I haven't seen the video, but that sounds like Tia Kemp behavior.
Yeah, I think she just talk a lot of shit.
Cause it was on IG Live, and everybody
she might
like
be coked out.
Okay, I don't be knowing shit. It's actually quite funny how little I know.
Well, she actually just came out of nowhere.
Bro, I just be trying to get exclusively into like film Twitter. Yeah. Occasionally, we in the off season of sports, like the shit that I don't give a fuck about.
March Madness right around the corner.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
The Gators ain't going.
They going, but as soon as they get out, that's where my interest is going to wane. But I'm trying to get into TV show Twitter.
Yeah.
Uplifting our community Twitter.
Live tweeting power.
Weightlifting Twitter, all of the good shit, all the positive shit. But I can't because somebody keep retweeting fight videos. And it don't be like fight videos. It be like the young hoes that's still in high school fight videos. You know what I'm talking about? It be like
more and more.
I blame Vez for that shit. Cause I know that nigga be I blame Vez for that shit.
Nah, that's cause Vez always talking about he got some young cousins in high school that come beat up somebody.
Yeah.
I be talking about that shit. Like that nigga be quick to have his cousins beat up some. And this got to the point that nigga don't even gotta say it no more. Like he'll see some shit and he'll be like, where my cousin at?
Now he'll be like, I got some people ready to jump your ass. I'd be like, bro, come on now. I'm trying to get back into R&B Twitter,
You a rhythm and blues nigga?
I am.
What kind of rhythm and blues?
Stop the cap. Don't let this man lie to you.
Who's your top five?
Of all time? Yes. First of all, you can't talk about rhythm and blues without that nigga that's currently in jail, okay?
Robert, okay.
Yes.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Trigger.
Fuck Trigger. That nigga can't sing.
That nigga can't sing, but Your Side of the Bed is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Fuck him.
Let's see. You got.
She said his assaulted ass. Like, she didn't just say Robert.
I mean, we can't pick and choose.
I can't. I'd be wanting to get into that, Robert. I don't want to offend nobody.
Go ahead and shout out Text on the freeway.
Okay, so look. When it comes to R. Kelly, when I was a child, I remember reading a magazine specifically saying he was this age and he got married to Aaliyah when she was 15. We've known about that since 1996. When I was in 8th grade, this is when I was on LimeWire. I found that video of him pissing on that little girl. That was in 2000.
That was like 2006? That had to be
early.
Back when early.
I mean, Boondocks had a couple episodes about it.
2008 is when I seen the video, maybe. So, for over 20 years, our parents have always heard about him doing specific things and looking past it. Once he married Aaliyah, if y'all were so fucking concerned, that's when y'all should have said, hey, something's wrong with him. Go do this. I know I'm finna offend some folks, and I'm sorry. But it's just like, okay, we've heard this our whole lives. Yeah. Now, because there is a documentary out, now it gotta be mute Robert. And I'm not saying what he did was not bad, but a lot of them families, they willingly, we don't know, after Sparkle, okay, yeah, he a great producer, but who has he put on signed that's just blown up? Nobody,
because he don't know how to write a contract.
Exactly. So
that's what I'm saying.
So y'all taking y'all young ass daughters, even though y'all know he married Aaliyah at 15, to these concerts to say, hey, I want you to meet Robert. I want you to get you a record contract. You've never seen that man do that other than with Sparkle, and that did not last long. Y'all knew y'all were setting y'all kids up to mess with that man, but y'all didn't know that he was crazy and was keeping y'all kids held up in rooms,
yeah,
banging on the doors for dear life just to come out and piss.
So, if all I'm saying is if we're going to condemn R. Kelly, we need to condemn Andrea Kelly. We need to condemn all the parents.
But you can't do much to Andrea because she was locked up in them fucking rooms too. Like one of the girlfriends said, I didn't know he had a wife until she came from upstairs having to ask, can I get something to eat? And then when she said, who was that? It was like, oh, that's his wife. She was locked up in them same rooms. And Aaliyah, her mama was fucking R. Kelly.
Yeah, I saw all 25 parts of the documentary. I know what was going on.
Look.
Dog. Y'all remember the interview with Was it security guard?
R. Kelly like, security?
Did you know like what was going on with these women? He was just kind of like, I didn't know anything. He was kind of oblivious, was in the dark. And then it was like, would you ever leave your daughter with our girl? He said, fuck no, I kill that nigga.
That wasn't even like, no. He was like, I would never. And I think they said that was that nigga lawyer.
Yeah.
That's what make it worse. He was like, he wasn't even security. He was a lawyer. And it was like, he was like, I would never. But he was like, my kid, that's a child. And he kind of right, though. You just don't leave your child with random grown men.
But it's the way that nigga reacted. It was just like, is R. Kelly doing the things he's being accused of? No, he's not. He's a fine young gentleman. Nobody, who would allow this? This is terrible. That's not real. Would you leave your daughter with R. Kelly? Fuck no, nigga. I strangle you for thinking that. Like, yeah. Goddamn, nigga, so you know. Like,
but a lot of them reaction. Said they couldn't even tell. Like, they would be like, oh, your parents would be in one part of the studio, right? But he would be abusing the child in, like, another part. But just because the parents are there, they didn't see it.
I know I ain't never really been in a recording studio, but I'm quite sure them walls ain't that damn thick.
Okay.
Because I promise you, if something's going on that a kid don't want to know or don't want to happen, it ain't going to be no quiet because the soundproof. No, nigga, you're going to hear that shit.
I just think it was weird. This is when motherfuckers should have been alarmed. Why is you matching with a 15-year-old calling them your best friend? She in the background of your son talking about sex. You in the background of her son saying, Aaliyah, you the only one I need. Usher was not the problem. It was Diddy.
Diddy been a problem.
You know what they say. You know, when it happened to
Diddy, he going to take that?
Yeah, I seen that.
Is that not the same?
Yeah. Yeah. Waka was just laughing like, what? Like, yeah, that's that nigga.
But, you know, that what they say, you know. They
stay
say,
away
they,
from the take that, man.
They say he was up in Justin Bussy. So, you know.
Then he's so weird with it. Like, they was recording him, and he was like, why we don't hang out no more? We used to have a good time.
Justin.
And Justin like, yeah.
You ain't seen like, that nigga Justin look that uncomfortable since his car broke down the hood.
So you don't want to.
That nigga looked real comfortable then.
That nigga in the hood was. That, I mean, it was obviously traumatizing for him because I'd be scared too if a bunch of random niggas was up. Shit.
And then this is probably around. This is probably after the time he did One Less Lonely Nigga. So they probably.
Oh, no, that was way after that.
They probably taught him a lesson. That was like 16, 17 year old
Justin.
Oh, so yeah, I hate that.
You heard about when he tried to sell his black friend to the cops?
Lil Twist.
I feel like I.
Was it Lil Twist?
Was it Lil Twist?
There was drinking and driving, and there was like all kind. They was all fucked up, and they was driving.
They ended up crashing.
I know about when they got pulled over, and the cop said, "Have you been drinking?" He said, "Yeah, but you know, listen, I can't go to jail, man. I got a black friend, and the car behind him, you can take him.
That's crazy.
Like, oh, they got the audio recorder. They was like, take him, man. He'll do the time. Go ahead, take him.
Oh, no. It was the one where the nigga was drinking and they crashed. And Lil Twist ended up taking the rap for him.
I ain't taking a rap for no motherfucking body.
Especially not fucking Justin Bieber. Mr. Leave My Monkey in the...
If you ain't gonna pay me right like Sean and Diddy, I'm not taking a rap for shit.
Y'all Sean think? Who?
Sean.
Oh.
The rapper. He moved when
you
he got...
You talking about old boy from Empire?
No, nigga.
Nigga played by...
You are...
Was it
not Exhibit? Muscle,
yeah, Exhibit.
No, Sean. He was with Diddy that night. Him and J-Lo and all them got in that shootout.
That nigga went to jail, then got deported. And then trying to rebrand it. That's like the president of Brazil or some shit like that.
Yeah,
it's real wild. But you know, but yeah,
like, but he don't, a weird life.
He won't snitch though. Like, he was on the Tim Run show and he was like, well, you know, what happened that night?
Bro, that nigga did.
He was just like, you know, I'm just glad I'm living a beautiful life now and I'm outside and he real sophisticated
bruh,
now.
That nigga did his verse on the Confessions remix over the jail phone, bro.
Yeah.
That shit was so damn funny.
Him and Aaliyah did a, not him and Aaliyah, him and Ashanti did a song and they had clips for him like in jail. Don't we mean J-Lo is the Shanti here?
I'm just saying.
Well, they trying to act like she the best thing coming.
Have you ever seen them in the same booth at the same time? Have you ever heard them on the same track at the same time? All I'm saying is...
Of course I have.
Sound familiar. Shanti is Batman and J-Lo is Bruce Wayne.
That's crazy. But we gon' what they say, we gon' sell the Hispanic bitch. We don't care.
That's because she had that huge ass.
And she had just did Selena.
Now, Selena was a banger, so was Enough.
Enough is a banger. I watch that every time it come on.
That's all I got to say.
I watch Enough every time it come on.
Name the other ones.
I did.
No. That's the only two?
That's the only two?
Selena and Enough.
First of all, who the fuck asked for that Yolanda bitch to come out here and tell her side of the story?
Well, I thought you were talking about Yolanda Adams.
Yolanda knows some shit. Because for a long time I heard that the daddy put her up to it. She knows some shit.
Don't nobody give a fuck. Damn. Don't nobody give a fuck.
Here's the thing. You killed America's sweetheart. You think you give a fuck about what conspiracy you got to say?
Yeah.
If anything happened to Taylor Swift, do you really think in 20, 30 years, they going to care about... They don't give a fuck what Kanye got to say right now. And that ain't going to do shit to the
girl. But you know
girl.
What? It's whoever was in jail but Yolanda that let her slide out. Y'all should have been fucking her probation up. Y'all should have been making sure she couldn't get out on parole. Y'all should have had that bitch fighting for her life every year.
This is the exact
every
kind of behavior
year.
I expect from a woman that eat at Arby's.
Damn, I just had... Oh.
Well, not too much on Arby's, but...
Thank you.
Them chicken sandwiches, the mozzarella sticks, them curly fries,
potato
cakes.
Ain't you the one that said you like your girls the way you like Arby's?
Which is
with
what?
Loose pussies?
Roast beefing it up?
That's crazy.
Nah. But ain't you the same nigga that said you like your woman like you like your Captain D's? Real fishy?
Captain D's is a national staple.
It's certain places that I can't ever slander because they held me down when I was broke.
They don't even have Captain D's everywhere.
I hate
they
show
sure don't.
I hate when I say bullshit as a joke and this nigga actually co-sign it. You still eating Captain D's? Nigga?
I sure am. They got the spicy
D's.
Fish now.
You eat Arby's too, Tati.
Okay, well, being from where I'm from, that's
what don't
really
you
all
eat?
You can eat.
What? Name some of the in your eyes that's disgusting.
What don't I eat? You mean like restaurant wise?
Whatever, just anything.
I don't eat chitlins.
Correct.
Pig feet.
Correct.
Imagine. Eating ass, Arby's, and Captain D's, but talking about chitlins is too far.
That's crazy. Who said I ate ass?
You did on your very first episode with the ignorant noodle.
Oh. You can't prove it.
Very first episode with you at the ignorant noodle.
Anywho, yeah, I don't eat that. I don't eat broccoli either.
Now, do you not eat broccoli because it's nasty, or are you one of them people who like broccoli is a man-made vegetable and it's keeping our queens infertile?
I don't eat it because I didn't eat it when I was little, and I just never tried it again as an adult.
Oh, okay.
Tati might be one of the funniest people.
I swear to God, bro. She one of them unintentionally funny people.
Nah, dog. When I used to work there and we was in there blasting music, right? Tati had just came in the mornings. So she heard the music. She said, oh, what the fuck going on in here? We just listened to music. Oh, okay. Then she just went and sat back down. It was like, bro, why'd you come in with all that energy?
Hey, I love a good music. But I didn't know you niggas like that.
And then you quickly learn.
Those are my favorite niggas. Oh, and then Dre quit.
Dre the realest nigga in the game.
Dre set us up. Fuck Dre. Heavy on the fuck Dre.
I told them niggas, I'm leaving.
How do the managers let a worker threaten them to not tell anybody that they're quitting?
That's what they do at my job. They do it at my job too.
They did that shit with Dre.
I told them, I said, I'm leaving on this day. I don't want no party. I don't want no go anyway event. I don't want nobody to talk to me about it. So I said, I'm only letting management know. I said, obviously, you got to tell. So I emailed the news director and the assistant news director. I was like, I understand you got to tell the general manager and HR. I understand that. That's part of the paper. You got to do that. But if anybody says anything to me about me leaving, that is not management. I said, I'm going to just pack my stuff and I'm going to walk out at whatever time of day it is, whether the show's done or not. And guess what? The day I left and went to sleep, I woke up to 3 text messages about me leaving.
Yeah,
nigga, I thought you said I'm going on a cruise, and then you just decided I'm not coming back.
No, I told them.
But that's how they. Even though he did go on that cruise,
my last day there was the last day before the cruise.
But they,
so when I disappeared, niggas just thought I was going on the cruise.
They did not prep me though that he would not be back. So it was like, hey, I need you to work this week. Dre is going on a cruise. So I'm like, okay, cool. That's no problem. That Friday,
everybody's spending a week thinking, damn, I can't wait
to. And then Dre was talking to us. That's what make it worse. He was talking to us regularly. He was like, all right. And I'm like, okay, enjoy your cruise, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, Walter ass brings me your clicker. That's how I found out. Not even from management. A random worker brings the clicker and says, here, Dre left this on the desk. You know, this was his last day. And I'm sitting there like, what the fuck you mean it's his last day? And then, so when management finally comes, that's when he was like, look, I had no choice. He threatened the walkout, so I had to do what I had to do. But after that 1 week of him being on the cruise that he actually went on, I need you to work his shift until I can find a replacement.
Did they ever find a replacement?
Yeah, she hated her. It's this white girl named Robin. She absolutely hated. She was working with D. She absolutely hated it. They could not get along. They were on 2 different planets.
Oh, yeah.
So she did it for a good little minute, but she finally put her foot down and told him. And that's what their problem is. They keep letting motherfuckers put their foot down. So she finally put her foot down and told him, like, I can't work overnight no more. Blah, blah, blah. I'm working overnight.
Nah, D. Armstrong is real, real abrasive. Like, you gotta have a certain type of personality to work with her.
It don't matter what kind of personality you got, because she done run off 5 producers.
Yep.
No, like, I'm something mentally wrong with her, but.
When I started at WTVM, I put together that first show. When doing your job, you've done your job for years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine you get a new person some new doctor you got to work with. And every day, you in management office being told how you don't know how to do your job because this doctor says you don't know how to do your job.
Yeah.
Oh. How long before you go?
You got one time to tell me that, and I'm out of here. You got one time to tell me. If me and a doctor is beefing, obviously they're not going to get rid of that nigga. So let me go right now. Matter of fact, you ain't even got to let me go. I'm leaving.
But that's the thing. I was in that office 2 months.
Straight.
2 months every day. Hour to 2 hours.
About
being yelled at, being told how much I sucked every day.
About D. Armstrong?
By her.
Oh, shit.
She is the one.
I'm just sitting in there. And then, like I said, after 2 months, they finally looked at me and said, you've never said anything this entire. All the times we've done these meetings, you've never said nothing. You've never responded. You've never, said anything bad. You've never, you've just been sitting here letting this happen. What do you have to say?
Nothing.
I said, when I first got here, I said, when y'all bought out the old news station and we all came over here, you trusted me to do the weekend shows.
You came to LTV?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I said, you trusted me to do the weekend shows. You trusted me to do the holiday because I did that Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Because we didn't start building for her show until that next January. So October, November, December, I had already been working there for 3 months. So we started working on this. I had worked all the shifts, every morning, every shift but morning shift at that point. So I had worked on the 5, 5.30, 6, the 7, the 10, the 10.30, and 11. So I worked all those shows, plus the weekend stuff. And I was just like, I've worked all these shows. I've worked with all your anchors. I've worked with all time slots, all types of shows, events, special events, all of that. I've done all of this. Never had an issue. Yeah, I see that. That's it. Never had an issue. But now, all of a sudden, I don't know how to do my job. And then at that point, they were just like, you got a point. And they just let me go. And after that, it stopped being a problem. It stopped being an issue once I pointed out, like, y'all ain't never had an issue with me in these 5 months I've been here. Now it's an issue. I said, all of a sudden, when it comes to her, I just magically don't know how to do my job. Yeah, that was trying me. But he just showed me a picture of a little kid waxing some adult.
Oh, I saw that. And then it's the way the ass is tooted up. Like, have fun, some that's respect.
That's the first time I've seen the picture from that angle. I see the ones where it's like they just laying there and the kid's like off to the side. I ain't never seen.
And it's just like, I was hoping it was a woman.
I thought it was a guy.
I thought it was at first, too. And I was like, now she ought to be ashamed. And she still ought to be ashamed. But talk about, so she made $744 and I'm going to put it in. She's fucking five. Bro, like, listen, why is you making her wax people?
Listen.
And then thought it was cute.
Even if she wants to be an esthetician, even if this is something that she wants to do.
She's fucking five.
No. I'm not gonna argue the age of work, labor, none of that. I don't give a fuck. If this kid wants to do this, let them wax an eyebrow.
Yeah.
Let them wax an arm. Let them wax a leg. If that's your gimmick, oh, my 5-year-old does waxes, let it be things that can be shown in a schoolhouse. Are you as an adult butterball naked
around any kid? Right.
I'm a person that's never liked the parents that, like, walk around naked in their house.
Right.
I've never, like, because I know some, our homeboy, his dad will shower and just walk through the house butt naked.
That's crazy.
And the first time I seen it, because I never saw his dad. Like, I never actually saw his dad, but it was his dad, like, hey, is Dre still over? And he was like, yeah. And he was like, all right, well, close your room door. Cause I'm about to go to the room. So he just closed the door. And I was like, what was that for? He was like, oh, my dad doesn't get to take a towel into the bathroom. He just showers and, you know, walks back to the room.
And that I was like, so lazy.
And I was like, so why did you got to close your door? And he was just like, oh, because, you know, he's coming from that bathroom. And he was like, obviously he doesn't want you to see him. And I was like, wait, so do you see it? He's like, yeah, I see my dad naked all the time. And I was like, why? Now, at this point, remember, I think we was, like, elementary. So it was, like, 4th or 5th grade, maybe 6th grade. So at this point, I'm still, you know, new to this whole dad thing. I think I had my stepdad for a couple years at this point. So I'm still kind of like, is this a thing? And he'll just, like, go, I mean, we're guys.
That's gay.
Funny you say that. Did you pick up who I'm talking about now?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It must be good.
I already knew you were talking about. But what?
Yeah. Shout out my gay homies.
Shout out all my gay niggas.
what them niggas said? I got some niggas in jail that would have had fun with you.
Damn.
No. So real. So the other day. So they had fired the nigga who wore the True Religion they fired the nigga who wore the True Religion scrubs or whatever at work, right? Well, when they was firing that nigga said, nah, fuck all this shit. Don't make me call my niggas up here to come and rape y'all. And I was like, oh, that ain't even you want to play with. Like what?
No, what I don't like about that threat is that there's this idea that there's gay niggas on standby waiting that to can sexually just come assault rape people.
Somebody, there might be.
Like, What's that Forrest Whitaker show? The new one. AMC Plus or some shit.
So Godfather of Harlem.
Yeah. You know they got a gay nigga that be raping niggas in that show? Yeah. I seen that clip going around on Twitter and it was, what was it? It was like Big Dick Buster or something like that. That was his name.
Oh my gosh.
Like, and I was like, dog, ain't no way that's the character name. He was like, yeah. He was like, oh, you don't wanna tell us where the information came from? Don't worry. We got ways to make you talk. Hey, bring in Big Dick Buster. And this big buff nigga came in and he starts walking up on a dude and he's like, huh? No! No! Ah! And I'm just like, y'all ain't tired of this? Y'all ain't tired of creating this character that niggas out here raping people for information? Is that what y'all learned from Snowfall Success? Is this what y'all thought? This what y'all thought made that show a hit? Because that thing was like on the bench. Like it was on something. It was just kind of like handcuffed like by his legs and his hands. So he was forced to be like bent over as they talking to him. And I'm just like, this has been going on forever. Because let's not forget when God did it in N2D. You seen In Too Deep, Tachi?
Lord have mercy.
I don't fully have my black card.
You showed
when them? It come to movies. I just seen Boys in the Hood in like high school, maybe after.
That's not unreasonable, but
it is unreasonable. Tati's 33.
Paid in full. I'm not fucking 33, please. Yeah. I just seen Paid in Full probably in the last 10 years. I'm only 29.
I'm so sick.
So, no, I have never seen In Too Deep. But ain't LL Cool J in it? No.
Yeah. LL Cool J is in In Too Deep. Yeah. He's God.
But the first time I heard
that's his character name, God. He's a drug dealer that runs the streets. Okay. And now, you don't betray God because God will punish you.
Now, the first time I heard a nigga say that he gonna get his gay niggas a raping was when Ray J and Fabulous was beefing, and then they called to the radio show.
Ray J is hilarious.
He really is.
They unbreakable. You sure about that?
Yeah, they can't be broken.
Yeah. That nigga just staring at him. Like, I didn't know that nigga name was Speedy.
Is that his real name?
The light skinned nigga. I don't think that's his real name. Okay. But that's his name.
Yeah, he real big now, ain't he? Didn't he do something with President Obama?
Yeah, I think the Ray J shit like blew him up because I think he was just like he was an interviewer for like some company, whatever company was interviewing Ray J for. It might have been Complex or some shit, but I think when Ray J said they're indestructible and he was bold enough to like break Ray J shit in his face. Mm-hmm. I think that's where I was like, oh, this is a funny nigga, because why would you do, like, as a journalist, why would you do that? Why would you go out of your way to embarrass the person you're interviewing?
I mean, I don't think he was trying to embarrass him.
I don't think his goal was
like,
to embarrass
him. What else could I do to make sure that, prove that they're unbreakable? Like, just because you're
telling
me.
That's the thing. I think nobody else would have, like, tried to break his shit seriously.
Yeah.
But that nigga obviously, like, looked Ray J in the face, like, I don't know, man, it seemed kind of flimsy. He was like, nah, they're indestructible.
He better than me because I would have stumped on them hoes.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's what if somebody put him on the ground and like went out of their way to stumble, then it's like, you put in effort.
Yeah.
But he just slowly like snapped while staring at Ranger like, my nigga, like this was nowhere near indestructible.
Yeah,
right. But I think after that, that clip kept going around, and then they realized like all his other videos, like, oh, he's very professional. It's just these random funny moments.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the bigger ticket items, the more he did these bigger names, people are like, oh, you're kind of funny and you're a cool guy, but you still do your job as an interviewer. So now, yeah, he's... Don't you got a podcast at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now he's just up there. At this point, he has a permanent interviewing spot.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Money.
When we go get some guests?
Nigga, ain't you in charge of that?
Why you don't ever want to do nothing, man?
A nigga who pitched your show to PBS.
That was off of your recommendation.
You told me.
Exactly.
You pitched the show to PBS?
PBS Kids.
Oh my gosh, how did that go?
We don't know yet.
When did you pitch it?
4 to 6 weeks. What was that, Sunday?
Something like that.
Yeah, somewhere this weekend.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so we
got all I know is if the shit get picked up, you need to add my name to producer.
Ah,
Ain't that a bitch?
That's crazy.
Hey, is your mama first generation or second generation?
Jamaican?
Yeah. I mean, like, being stateside.
I was going to say, what do you mean?
First.
So, she's the immigrant's child, or she's the immigrant? I actually don't know why I said
so
first.
So, second, because all of them came over together. Like, her dad and all the brothers and sisters all came over together.
So, she came from the island here?
Yeah.
How old was she?
Like, 13?
Oh, okay.
Bet.
So, and then went to the military.
You might be able to help me with that. Yeah, I think it's some episodes for next season.
Dang.
So, immigrants, like how you deal with being a foreigner, or how do you feel like either being the child of a foreigner or being a foreigner in a new country? So I'm sure you got some kind of insight.
I think she was young enough where it, outside of her accent, it didn't like,
yeah,
it
didn't really fuck
it didn't,
her up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get you some right questions, man.
You should.
I'm gonna drag you into the game. No, the funny thing is, I tried to force this nigga into the game a long time ago, but this nigga was battling demons.
Well, force me in it, shit.
Because when I first started this, I was writing skits, movies, everything. I was editing everything. I was shooting everything.
What was the demons? The alcohol?
I mean, I'm sure that was part of it, but it was just other shit.
The alcohol was the medicine. A whole bunch of other shit was going on.
Gotcha.
Anytime I asked this nigga to do something, he just wouldn't. He'd say no. It wasn't like he would just say I and then not do it. He would tell me no. Like, he would say no. He'd be like, nah, I don't feel like it. Nah. And then it'd be like, I stopped trying the moment that nigga looked me in the eye and said, bro, you told me to come here and talk ignorance. Don't ask me to do shit else. And I was just like, alright. Like, he said it in a joking way. It wasn't like he like pulled me to the side. I was like, hey, nigga, stop trying to get me to work. But it was just like, alright, I was this nigga's letting me know like he doesn't want to do this shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, alright, fuck it, whatever. Now that we've gotten older, the nigga didn't quit drinking. Now it's like, all right, so obviously there was a reason you didn't want to do that shit back then. But shit, I ain't write this nigga off. I ain't get rid of this nigga. This nigga been here the whole time. People thought, like, when we stopped doing the podcast, niggas thought we was beefing. Like, they thought me and you weren't friends.
Nah.
And I'm like, nah, I see that nigga all the time. It's just, one, it was the pandemic. That's why we stopped. And it's like, my mama got MS. This nigga work in the hospital. No, nigga. Like, that's just dangerous. Yeah, like, let's not play that game. But then after that, once everybody started, like, being, oh, the pandemic's over, it was still like, nah, because this nigga's like, nigga, I still get patients like that. Like, that shit ain't over. But then after that, shit, I moved out the house, so nigga was coming over here. We were, what, watching movies?
We were watching TV.
Yeah, it was still cool. Niggas really thought, like, oh, damn, bro, what happened? Happened to you and your boy? Y'all cool? Yeah. Like, I knew it was bad when that nigga Quint would be like, hey, bro, where Chris at? Like, oh, that nigga's still around. That nigga started popping up for movies sometimes, and then he disappeared again. Because, Nick, like, this nigga's only seen on Twitter. He ain't on Instagram. He don't be in the public eye like that. Nigga only on Twitter. So if you ain't got a Twitter, you don't know if this nigga's alive or not. Uh-huh. So I was like, I was the lifeline. Like, hey, that nigga good?
If you ever need to get in contact with me, you talk to Dre. Dre, you talk, contact me. Okay, and never on the phone, nigga. God damn it. And take them goddamn glasses off, nigga. Take the fucking glasses off. Nigga don't know nothing about that. That's $25,000 alpaca. You block that shit. You don't rub on it.
Bruh, Denzel was crazy in that movie. But who the fuck buys alpaca? But also, I got to text this nigga. I had to force this nigga to respond today.
I saw the message.
I know you saw the message. That's what I was saying.
Respond.
No, that's what I was telling you to fucking confirm, because I know you a bitch ass nigga that'll be like, oh, I ain't seen it. Nigga, I know you see every message. But until I can force you to say it, I ain't got no proof. Bitch ass nigga.
This nigga tweeted me talking about look at your phone. I'm thinking that's some type of emergency. This nigga sent me a screenshot and a message asking confirm.
Whole ass nigga. Cause it's the thing, if you don't say you coming, her ass ain't getting up. And I'm not dealing with this shit of trying to track both of y'all down at the same time.
First off, I just got off work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if I told you, if the last thing I said to you was, let me see what he's saying, I don't respond to you again.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Tati going to sleep.
Yeah. I would have went home.
Y'all see what I deal with? Y'all see the issues I got? Which one of these cameras is mine?
That one.
Two.
It's the, that it's, one. It's, one. It's one. I know you full of shit. But it's the fact that she had to like, oh, this, Todd, it's the one looking at me.
Yeah.
This one. Mm-hmm. Fuck these niggas.
Damn.
They make it only slightly easier to do the shit.
Hey, with them. I have two jobs.
She said she don't need this shit. I got two jobs.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I be tired.
Quit one.
Y'all gotta work with me. You give me the monies, and I will.
That's what's wrong with women today. Back in my day, as long as you wasn't hitting the bitch, she was okay doing whatever.
Are you saying bitches ain't making meatballs and rotels for the Super Bowl, but talking about locks of the day? Is that what you're saying?
It's just funny you say that. Because that nigga Devon made a Rotel for the Super Bowl. And then,
I did too.
Quint girl made meatballs. I said it was turkey meatballs, so, you know.
Ugh. Why do people use jelly? Never mind. We don't have to talk about that right now.
Why do they use jelly and sweet potatoes? Tasha
don't know how to cook.
I mean, like, what?
And meatballs.
Yeah. It's a sauce. It's real good. You get the sweet and the spicy.
I just, you know me, not knowing how to really cook. I would have just...
The jelly
I would have warmed the meatballs up and then put the barbecue sauce in there. I wouldn't have known.
But that's the thing. The jelly is... It makes it thicker, but it's also like a stickier substance. Mm-hmm. So it actually sticks to the meatball. Because if you just pour barbecue sauce on the meatball, you pick it up, it's just going to fall off.
That makes sense.
So you got to like try and coat it and get it to like... Like they say if a nigga abusing you... Pour hot honey on him. Because if you pour hot water, he can, like, wash it off. That honey gonna stick to you.
Damn. How many times you done got hot honey poured on you?
Never. I treat my woman with
respect.
So, like,
if he slapped me with hot honey on his
No. If he slaps you, then when that nigga go to sleep, you heat up some honey and toss it on that nigga.
Got you. That's smart. Nobody's beating on me, though.
She said if that nigga hit me with honey on his hand... Nah, yeah, that's just kinky.
That ain't abuse. Like, is his hand gonna get stuck?
Also, don't you say you hit niggas?
I do.
So I need to be telling that nigga this.
Possibly.
Tati, when was the last time you put your hands on a man?
I tried New Year's to Eve. On New Year's Eve.
Remember she hit that nigga with the car?
I didn't hit him with the car. I got out the car and tried to physically hit him, but he took off running.
How dare he?
How dare he? Crackheads on the bike laughing at us. All he had to do was stand there and let me hit him.
I'm so sick of Tati.
Stand there and let you hit him.
But if that nigga said that, she'd been in here talking about, y'all gonna defend my honor?
Oh, no. Me and him would have went at it. He only like 15 more pounds than me.
And little do y'all know, Tati's very small.
Are you dating 42 Doug?
He was like 5'9", 6 feet. He was just, but he's skinny. Like, we would have...
The nigga shorter than her and smaller than her?
Why do niggas say 5'9", 6 feet?
Yeah, I know it's a huge gap. But anywho, we would have went at it. Like, and then he got a head full of hair. I would have grabbed him by his hair and drug him.
So he's everything you not.
Hey,
that's crazy.
You would have jack-quenched him?
I had some hair before I cut it. Is that what you getting at?
He's saying your wig terrible. That's what he's really saying.
Damn, that's crazy.
Tachi swear she had hair, bro.
I had locks. You don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember when you got them. You had regular hair at one point, and then the next time I saw you...
No, I wore wigs. I had locks when I moved to Columbus. I already had them. I took them out last January. Then I got a silk press on New Year's Eve, and I hated it, so I cut all my hair off with scissors.
We got to get Tati some therapy, man.
She need to go talk to the lady?
She need to be the lady, goddamn. Tati, what is going on? You good? You all right?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
That's how you know she's crazy. I asked, are you good? What's going on? She looked at the system to make sure everything was good with the system. No, nigga, you. You hitting on niggas? You cutting your hair with scissors?
I'm gonna do that regardless.
You know what's crazy?
I'm gonna hit a nigga regardless.
I love them crazy bitches. This shit ain't doing nothing but turning me on.
Look, I'm gonna put my hands on a nigga regardless, okay? I've been beating niggas since high school. So sorry.
I'm tired of the team I be putting together, bro. Where the fuck do I be finding these workers? I got an alcoholic, a domestic abuser. Shit, the that nigga D, my music guy, that nigga's clinically insane. I think everybody I work with is crazy in some way.
And you know why? Because of you.
You, yeah.
I make y'all crazy?
No,
I'm talking to y'all like this.
You are crazy. You, your craziness is a magnet to somebody else's craziness.
Attract Ed.
I get it, man. I know you got that thick Jamaican tongue. I get it. Thank you, brother.
Hey, my love. Before we end this episode, I want y'all to stand with me as I boycott American Deli.
Damn, what'd they do to you?
It's American Deli.
What'd I say down here?
It's in Phoenix City.
That's what they shut it down, didn't they?
No, the one in Phoenix City.
No, I'm saying the one on the American Deli we had in Columbus, they shut down.
They shut that one down. Then it was one in the mall. I think that one gone.
That's the last place I seen Brianna, bro.
Working? Or like you just saw her there?
We was getting food together. She had came back to visit for the holiday.
Not too reminiscing, that's crazy.
We were sitting there eating chicken together.
Anywho, so I went to get a 15-piece honey barbecue, and I asked for the with lemon pepper sprinkles.
And I gave him 14 pieces.
No, they gave me all 15 of my pieces, but the wings were dry, and I had to put the lemon pepper sprinkles on myself. I asked y'all stand with me as we boycott American Deli, because if I wanted to do this shit, I would apply for the job, okay? Anywho, and like that, we gone.
That nigga like his chicken the way he like his women, dried up.
I like my bitches menopausal.
That's crazy.